back in North Dakota, we used to call this the first step on the running board. The idea that somehow the desires of the homosexual for same-sex relations create an identity which then becomes an entitlement is simply bogus. Sexuality is inherently public. There is another person involved, and that other person is God's gift in marriage for a lifetime of companionship, which God blesses when I bless my desires rather than God's word. When I claim my desire creates an entitlement, that's simply blasphemy. And to give that kind of ridiculous theological argument footing in the church is, in fact, simply betrayal.